We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the study session of the University City City Council meeting to order on January the 8th at 5:30 p.m. Are there any changes to the agenda for the 6:30 regular session? Hearing none. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this first item asks that you receive a presentation regarding the Recreational Division strategic planning update and provide any direction that you have. Mr. Girdler, who is the interim director for Parks, Recreation, and Public Area Maintenance, will be leading this presentation off. Mr. Girdler?
Thank you, Mayor, Council, Mr. Rose. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Thomas. Tonight, I want to talk just for a little bit about the reintroduction of the Centennial Commons back to a normal operating status and hope and even better. So the operation play phase one.
I believe your graphics are kind of just rotating through. But we've got them in front of us so we can continue for the time being.
Sorry.
No, we're good. We've got them.
Mr. Girdler, I think we can proceed while he's getting that corrected. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Starting this January, we will have a laugh, lunch, and bingo for 60 plus at the Centennial Commons. We're looking for some celebrity number callers, so I'm sure we'll be talking with some of you. February, the American Heart Association's annual Go Red for Women event, the Kids Valentine event. February, there's another bingo, and we begin our coach recruitment participant registration for the Redwood Rookies RBI program season. A standard March schedule is on the next slide, shows fitness programming for March through May. There will be senior fitness on Mondays and yoga. Tuesdays, we'll have line dancing. Wednesdays, senior fitness and step aerobics. Thursday, Tai Chi. And Saturday, Pilates. March through May, pretty much the same. A few extra events. Celebrate spring. April, touch a truck, kids events. And in May, we begin the eighth season of Redbird Rookies RBIU summer sports programs. For Heeman Park Pool, 2024 early bird passes allows unlimited access to the pool. And it's available March 1 through May 1. You'll be able to get a discount on your Heman pool pass. And they will be good for they're only good for the season. So in that case, when we get to July 15th, the passes will only be 50%. We're not going to try to prorate every day of the season, but at July 15th, we'll go to 50% for their balance of the season. And includes an invitation to a private pre-opening event that we've planned. Friday, May 24th from 5 to 8, the members only, the new Wizard of Oz themed splash pad, open swim, food trucks, giveaways, your standard opening event. As you can see, our summer hours will expand greatly. Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 8, and Sunday, 10 to 6. The pool season, we're of course planning a full season. May 25th through September 2nd, we'll have the lap swims, the open swims. Then we'll have back to school hours later in the fall when the children and most of our guards start going back to school. Aquatic programming and events. As you can see there, there'll be a family dive in and return to annual puppy pool party, which is the day after the last day of the pool being open. And then finally, September events at Centennial Commons, yard sale, and free document shredding. We'll also be working on our return to our agreement with Aging Ahead for the Heman Park Community Center, resume our fitness programming, resume all Centennial Commons and HPCC reservations, resume rental programming of gymnasium, and resume rental program of indoor soccer facility. We say fall, but we're hopeful that we can move that up quite a bit. I just received late Friday the construction schedule for the rehabilitation of Centennial Commons. It also includes the central garage and a few of the other facilities that were affected by the flood. I'll get that to Mr. Rose that he can get to you in his maybe in his weekly report after we've digested it and made sure that it's all, we think it's within the parameters are within reason on the rehabilitation construction. But the gym floor is a priority, and and just Centennial Commons in general, the pool control desk. Really, the gym floor is the most complicated factor, and the only ancillary thing we have to do in preparation for the gym floor is a small drainage project outside the emergency exit doors at the end of the gym. That's where the water came in, and it wasn't because the level was so high. It was just because it rained so hard that it came in through the doors. We're gonna go in there. We're gonna either put in a trench drain at those doors, a quite large one, and or remove those stoops and reconstruct them so they definitely pitch away from the building. Right now, they are either very flat or pitched slightly toward the building. So we are going to reconstruct or put that trench drain in there. And as far as the rest of the facility, we did have the roofs, all roofs reviewed in the past few months. And the roof over the gym, while it's 18 years old, is still in pretty good shape. So but we will be planning on coming to or requesting from the city manager in the budget some exterior rehabilitation of the facility coming up in the next budget season. We continue to plan for bringing the programs and all back right back online as fast as we can. The construction schedule notwithstanding, if the construction schedule is if construction accelerates the way we hope it will, we'll of course accelerate our programming kick up. But this is just to be safe for now. This is our very conservative estimates on the reintroduction of those programs. And there was also an informational memo, and I'd like to thank Linda Yule Taylor and the staff at the Centennial Commons for working with me to come up with this information. And a lot of it wasn't contained in the slideshow, so I won't go back through all that. But if I have any questions, would be I'm sorry.
Yep. Honorable Mayor, Council Members, if you recall, we are in this position with Centennial Commons as a result of the flood that occurred, severe flood that occurred back in July of 2022. We've been coordinating our efforts with FEMA, who has been a real partner with us in trying to get Centennial Commons fully back online for our operations. As you know, we have it partially online with the exercise area, as well as the walking track and the pool that we had success with over the summer. So this is simply a continuation of those efforts. FEMA requires very specific detailed bidding documents that you authorized us to work with Navigate to develop. And Mr. Girdler has been working with them. Can you give us a sense of what that construction schedule is? When will it be? What's the estimated time for bidding?
The estimated time for bidding is next month.
Okay, perfect. So we'll continue to work with Navigate. We'll continue to coordinate our efforts with FEMA to ensure that whatever funds we expend will be reimbursed for. And so we're happy to respond to any questions that you have.
Are there questions from members of council? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Thank you for the presentation, but and just questions that I needed to verify. When you, the splash pad that we're introducing into the swimming pool, does U City have another splash pad in any other location?
Yes, we do.
And where's that splash pad? Where is the other location?
I'm not familiar with the location. I'm sorry. Oh, Fogarty Park.
Okay. All right. So the splash pad that's at Heeman Park, the only way to access that is to have a membership and come inside the pool.
Yes.
And that's the only way to access that splash pad. Okay. And then the other thing is that, was there anything in the discussions that you all had when you came up with this program to bring back summer camps at all and or include winter camps? Because there's not a lot for the kids. And, you know, we do have winter breaks and we do have summer breaks. Mm-hmm. U City used to have summer camps.
Okay.
And would there be any thought in doing that at all? Or was there any discussion?
We will not specific discussion, but we'll certainly put that in our planning meetings.
Okay. And then when you say resume fitness program in September, what is involved in the fitness program? And do you have a detailed information on that at all, or
not the details of it, but it's just to get it's our overall fitness. I lack the words right now. But yeah, it's just our general fitness program.
Okay.
Go ahead. Mayor Pro Tem, I believe he's referring, are you referring to the classes such as aerobics that were contracted out in prior years? So the overall program where we will contract with an individual to actually conduct those workout programs if they believe that there's a market for it. If it's not, then that's not something that our own staff conducts.
And then my last question is, there were a couple of club, there were a couple of activities that happened in the gym before it closed down in 2020, I guess. We did have a 50 plus basketball league that was utilized in our gym. Any clue as to where they are, and or are we interested in going back and letting them know when our gym is going to be available?
I certainly think all programs are open for discussion, and we would welcome any specific program.
And then, and the last one is the Bridge Club that played every week, I'm not sure, Ms. Taylor would probably know better than I, but they were there every Wednesday, I think it was.
Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every Thursday. Is there any?
And that was that at Centennial Commons?
That was at Centennial Commons. Yes.
Okay. Thursday. Yeah. We didn't specifically discuss the Bridge Club, but we'll add that to our meetings again.
Thank you.
We're meeting on a weekly to bi-weekly basis with the Recreation Center, with Centennial Commons staff, to continue these strategic planning sessions.
Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, once we have a facility that's online, prior to that, actually we'll start discussions about marketing. I don't know that we've done a exceptional job in marketing the facility in the past, and so that will need to change. But I believe all of those organizations that have in the past used the facility will get information that it is reopened. And when that time is appropriate, we'll make sure that we do outreach to them to let them know. And they will make a decision about whether they want to return or not.
Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Thank you, Mr. Girdler. I think this is all very welcome news, and news that I think the seven of us have, or six of us tonight, and the community has been looking forward to hearing. I do hope, as you mentioned, that the Centennial Commons progress can move more quickly than not. Mm-hmm. And I'm really pleased with the early bird membership building effort for the pool. Are there similar plans for Centennial Commons as we get closer? Because I think one of the questions that I think we have discussed before is kind of where are we post-pandemic and post-flooding with membership, and where do we need to get to? And these classes are fantastic, but we have to have the membership roles to support them. So I hope that's something that's on the horizon as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Ms. Klein.
Yeah. Thank you for your presentation, Mr. Girdler. I would like to echo the enthusiasm of Councilmember Hales with these programs coming back. I think the community is really going to be excited about that. I also kind of want to second what Councilmember Smotherson talked about with considering programming for school-age children, particularly summer programming. And then also just kind of my other comment was touching on actually what the city manager was talking about with marketing and making sure that, I mean, I'm assuming that it would be on a Facebook page and the website. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's a lot of people don't look at those. So I want to just make sure that the community is aware that these programs are starting again, and that they can kind of prepare for that, you know, plan for that.
Okay. We'll certainly follow our past marketing efforts and see what we can do to enhance that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, we're really excited for this. So thank you.
Thank you.
Any changes to the process, or good news or bad news regarding the perpetual issue we've had with lifeguards? Same contract, same company, different company, more lifeguards, less lifeguards.
Same company, full season. So the lifeguards won't be promised to other locations when we weren't open. The lifeguards got dispersed to other pools. But same now with a full season, we'll have a full contract with that company, and we'll be meeting with that company here in the next month.
So we anticipate staffing not being an issue.
No.
Okay. And I do see Mr. Wilkie here, who I think is still the chair of the Park Commission. Thank you for your service. And thank you for always going through these priorities and helping us with all the ideas that come forth and having to say yes and no to things as they come through the system. So, James, thank you. Any other questions of Mr. Girdler or anyone else on this topic? Hearing none. Mr. Rose, if you don't have anything else, do you want to go into executive session?
Yes.
I would welcome a motion going to closed session according to Missouri Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body in any confidential or privileged communication between a public governmental body or its representatives or attorneys. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson. Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. Thank you very much. The public session will start at 6:30.